Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump confirmed today that CIA Director Mike Pompeo met with Kim Jong-un in North Korea recently. The president today tweeted, "Meeting went very smoothly and a good relationship was formed. Details of summit are being worked out now. Denuclearization will be a great thing for world, but also for North Korea," end quote. CIA Director Pompeo is President Trump's choice for Secretary of State after he fired Rex Tillerson. Pompeo still needs to be confirmed. Admiral James Stavridis is Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. He's also the former commander of NATO. Admiral Stavridis, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Eric.
Spy chiefs pushing diplomacy. What do you make of that?
I think it would make no sense except for the fact that Mike Pompeo has been nominated to be Secretary of State. It does make structural sense to send him over there in advance of hopefully his confirmation. To send him over there as the spy chief would have made no sense. We also ought to recognize, I think from a personality perspective, Mike Pompeo is a pretty good choice. I know him. He's high emotional intelligence. He has served in the Congress. He understands the politics of this. West Point graduate, gets the military piece of this. He's also got a nice way about him. I think he was a good choice overall, given the circumstances.
So it doesn't really matter that Mr. Pompeo is not yet Secretary of State?
I don't think so. I'm sure there will be some pushback from the Senate saying that, well, perhaps you're presuming confirmation, President Trump. And that's a legitimate question to raise. But I think overall, I think it made sense to send Mike Pompeo.
Now, this is all part of setting up a summit between President Trump and Kim. We don't yet have a time, place, or agenda for those talks. The Trump tweet today, Admiral, anyway, signals he's confident about North Korean denuclearization getting on the agenda. How confident are you that Kim might really give up his weapons program?
If I were advising Kim Jong-un, I wouldn't advise him to do so. And I think that he is very unlikely to give up his nuclear weapons as he looks at what has happened to other dictators like Muammar Gaddafi, who did so. So my guess is, let's get to the table. Let's push for the best deal we can get. But I suspect it's going to end up not with a full denuking, but rather a freezing in place of the program. Whether we can live with that or not is a subject for further discussion and conversation. But we got to start somewhere, and I think this will be at least a reasonable place to start.
Well, and can Japan live with it? The president is meeting again today with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Florida. Japan's vulnerable to North Korea's short-range missiles, if not more. Talk about Japan's concerns, both security and diplomatic-wise here.
Japan has enormous appropriate security concerns as they look across the water toward North Korea. What this points us toward is moving quickly from what are, in effect, two-party talks that are unfolding, U.S., North Korea. Let's get to four-party talks. That would include South Korea and China, because in the end, we can't solve this without the Chinese. And then, to your question, Eric, we can get to six-party talks, because I think both Japan and Russia are going to have to eventually be at the table. All of this means this is going to be the work of a year or two at a minimum. So the idea that President Trump is going to go in, slap the table, and walk out with a Nobel Peace Prize, not going to happen. This is going to take some time.
Are you surprised that President Trump is looking overseas when he was really elected on a look inward, America first domestic policy agenda?
Doesn't surprise me. This has often been the case for presidents. Recall that President Bush started his presidency talking about Latin America and the importance of Mexico in our relationships. He ended up being almost entirely consumed by overseas events. I think President Trump will find that you may not be interested in the world, but the world comes after you.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Kim are supposed to meet next week, and an issue that might be on the table, actually ending the Korean War, because formally there was just a cessation of hostilities in 1953. What would it mean if that happens? Do you think it'd be a big deal?
I think it would be a big deal. Even through all the other negotiations we've undertaken with North Korea over the years, we never got to that. I think this would be a fairly powerful step. Now, again, I'm not euphoric about this, but I think we have a perhaps a 70% chance of negotiating our way out of this. There's still a 30% chance we revert to the old model, or perhaps even a 10% chance we end up in combat. So let's not count our chickens before they hatch, so to speak, but let's be hopeful about where we're headed.
Admiral James Stavridis, Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts and former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.